For many of us, flying has become a mundane experience. We get on and off planes as if we're just taking buses across town. I mean, do you listen to the flight safety instructions? But then we see images like the ones from Ukraine of the awful wreckage of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17. And we're reminded just how fragile we are when we're at 30,000 feet in the sky. That's something Canadian politician Bob Rae thinks about a lot, especially today. This July 23rd marks 40 years since Rae was a passenger on a flight that could have ended in tragedy. He wrote about it in Canada's Globe and Mail newspaper, and Bob joins me now. Bob, you were on a flight going from Belfast to London. Tell me what happened and when you knew something was wrong.
We took off. The purser came through the flight saying there's going to be an announcement shortly. Please pay attention. The pilot came on, said they were going to have to make an emergency landing in Manchester. The flight came down very quickly, and there were ambulances on either side of the plane as we were coming in, and we were given instructions to go out the emergency chutes as fast as we could and to walk away as quickly as we could from the plane. And we were picked up, and all of us were about 100 passengers, I guess, and we were all being interviewed by various police officers. And at one point, one of the police officers brought everybody together for an announcement saying we have found a device on the plane, a suspicious device. People realized at that point this was quite serious. And the next day we read in the papers that there had been, in fact, a bomb planted on the plane.
Was there any claim of responsibility for the bomb?
Eventually, apparently, the Provisional IRA took responsibility for it, but said it had never been intended to go off because it turned out that there was a person on the plane who was being recognized by the Queen, the chief of the Royal Ulster Constabulary, and he was being recognized by the Queen, and they wanted to let him know that he wasn't safe. But since that time, there have been other reports, including a history of the Royal Ulster Constabulary, which says that there, in fact, the bomb was supposed to go off, but that there was a coat of paint on the pin that was supposed to take the charge to the bomb, and it stopped the electrical charge from going through.
Do you know where on the plane that bomb was stashed?
About four seats behind where I was sitting.
Wow.
It was an explosive of about 2 kilograms, which would have been enough to blow up the plane.
Yeah, that's a bit over 4 pounds. You know, these days we're so security conscious flying on airplanes and considerably less so 40 years ago, but you were flying from Belfast and there were the troubles at the time. Did anything like this enter your mind?
Yeah, what entered my mind was that going through security was probably, for a young Canadian student, as I was at the time, going through the airport, it wasn't like anything I'd ever been through before. I mean, every single item that you had, your bags were physically opened. They were opened in front of you. Everything was gone through. Your toiletry kit, everything was gone through. They examined every single piece of anything you took on the plane. So clearly, the bomb got on the plane somehow else.
Bob, was anyone ever arrested for planting the bomb that was supposed to take down the plane you were on?
No, no one was ever arrested. In fact, many, many years later, I had the occasion as a Canadian member of Parliament to meet with a representative of the Northern Ireland government who happened to have had a history in the IRA. So I said, well, it's nice to meet you, and you tried to kill me once. And he looked at me rather stunned and said, what the hell are you talking about? I explained to him what had happened, and he said he wasn't even aware of what had happened. He said he didn't even know about that incident. I said, well, it's documented.
Are you afraid of flying at all, considering that experience?
No. I mean, it's irony. I fly all the time. I fly, I'm a member of every Million Mile Club. I fly a great deal just because of my work. I do a lot of work now with Indigenous people in Canada. So I'm flying into northern communities. I'm flying in small planes. I'm flying in single engine planes. And no, I don't think about it in that way, except that I sort of like the old war movies, you know, when your number is up, your number is up. But it doesn't make me afraid of flying, but it does make me feel how contingent life is, just how you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, when you see things like what happened to Flight MH17, what goes through your mind?
The reporting talks about the numbers of people killed, but the numbers don't tell any kind of story. The real story is that every person on that plane has a story, has a family, has connections, has histories, has the ripple effects, the permanent effects, the damaging psychological, the huge trauma that's caused by these things. It's just unbelievable, and it's something that we all need to be aware of. Is that these are terrible tragedies. They are avoidable. If in a better world, they would be avoidable, but they've caused a lot of grief and a lot of loss for people.
Well, Bob Ray, we're glad you're here to join us today. Bob Ray is a former parliamentarian from Canada. Thank you so much.
Great talking to you. Thank you.